Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us.
thank you. Tonight we have a special blessing of a minister out of Atlanta, and her name is Rose. And I'm going to see if we can get her on the line, if you just hold on, and then we're going to begin with prayer.
Elder Hello?
Dan?
Yes?
Hi, there you are. Good, good. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Very good,
good. Good, good. Glad to talk to you. Well, I don't know what the weather is like there, but that's the big conversation around here nowadays is about the weather. So we have a little whiteout conditions here, but we're still faithful to hold our Bible study. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we have the wonderful convenience of the modern technology where we can do this by phone and by internet. And then archive messages so that we can even hear them later on and revisit it. So if you don't mind, I'm going to begin with prayer, and then I'd like you to, you know, and then you can just jump right in wherever you want to. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this hour of prayer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this hour of Bible study, dear Lord, of exploration, Father God. We thank you in discovery. We thank you, Father God, that as my sister begins to read the word, Father God, and to share what you've revealed to us, Father God, that we will take it, Father God, and meditate on it, dear Lord, and receive the message from the word and the scriptures that you would have us to receive. Holy Spirit, have your way with this program this evening and at all times. We thank you that our homes are at peace and calm, Father God, and that our minds are rested and clear, and that we're able to receive this message this evening in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen and amen. Okay, Elder Rose.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'd just like to say praise the Lord to everyone. Once again, I'd like to thank God for Elder John and his wife, Dr. Suzanne, for this opportunity to give you a word and minister to you on tonight. We're going to go right in it. If you was with me on last month, I talked about my theme was, it's time to turn it around. Well, the Lord gave me this scripture once again, and he gave me this scripture, and he told me to pull out some things of this scripture that I can maybe minister to someone and that they could be blessed by it. So I'm saying tonight, if you tonight, I hope this will bless you and minister to your spirit. We're going to go back to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And the 14th verse, while you're getting that, the Lord was also giving me and letting me know that this scripture is very relevant today because when we look at our world, it's in a mess, and we need the Lord to help us. We need the Lord to help us get through this. We need the Lord to help us to stand because as children of God, we are required, and we have to stand for what's right.
Amen.
And we have to stand for God in the cause.
Amen.
I found out that, you know, God created us not to be defeated, but overcomers. And
Amen.
Through all the trials and tribulations that we're going through in this lifetime, we are to be overcomers. We're not allowed to let the enemy to defeat us and put us in a hole where we can't come out. But know that we are winners. No matter what we go through, no matter what we see, we are winners. We win anyhow. So I want everybody to know that and to know that you are blessed and that you are a winner. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. And so my title is, It's Time to Turn It Around. You know, we got to get it together and do what's right before the Lord. And so as
Amen.
We go into the scripture, the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Well, the Lord also gave me this. He lets me know that in this scripture that we are a representation of him. When he says that if my people who are called by my name, we are supposed to represent God and represent who he is. Amen?
Amen.
And I also find out the way to be a representation of him, John 15 says, John 15 chapter, I'm not going to read it, but basically it's saying that if you abide in him, he will abide in you. So that's the first thing. You have to invite him in. You got to invite him in your life. You got to build a relationship with him. You have to read his word, possess his characteristics. Hallelujah. You have to begin to study his word. So that's the only way that you can be a representation of him. You have to let him in. You got to let him see who you are and see who he is. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Any questions before I move on?
Any questions out here? 216-770-706-843. Any questions? Yes. Please speak up. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Someone kind of coming here ready to speak their mind. Yeah.
Okay, Elder Rose, I'm going to, we're ready.
Okay. So as I was saying, John 16, when you get later on tonight, you could read and find that, you know, God is the one. He's the one that you should be abiding, reading the word, studying his word. If you go with me to Joshua 1 and 8, Joshua speaks about, I'm going to read it because it's a good scripture to read and it's a good scripture to meditate on. This is how you could be another representation of him. It says, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. In other words, you shouldn't allow this word to depart from your mouth, but you should be able to meditate on it day and night. I say eat the word. You got to eat that word. Allow that word to be digested in your spirit. Hallelujah, because you know you do need that, because when the enemy comes like a flood, you got to be able to quote scriptures. You got to be able to stand against the enemy. So one way of doing that is meditate. Take time out. You know, we take time out for everything else. But take time out just to sit and just read God's word and begin to know him even the more. So if you begin to, hallelujah, when you begin to know him even the more, you could be a good representation of him. Your light can shine even more when you have his word in you. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Any questions? Any comments? Who wants to say?
Amen.
Okay.
And also, I realized, too, being a representation of God, you must have a right attitude. Mm-hmm. You got to have a right spirit. You know,
Amen.
You got to possess these things. You can't be evil and you can't be mean. You know, if somebody needs something, but you ought to give your shirt off your back to give to your brother and sister. They need food. You are supposed to feed them. They hungry, thirsty, give them something to drink. So you got to be in the right spirit. I know that we in the world and sometimes the enemy get in our minds, but we got to rebuke that. We got to learn how to rebuke that from our minds and know who God is. Amen. So right attitude. You got to have a right attitude. You got to be talking right. Can't be talking mean and saying all kinds of things to people because you hurt people too.
Right.
People have feelings.
Right.
So you got to have Amen. That right attitude. And to represent, I keep on saying represent God, because we got to represent God, because when we look at the world today, everybody's doing whatever they want to do. But we as Christians got to stand out and stand and say what thus says the Lord. And what God
Amen.
Has commanded to do on this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can't be like the world. We can't be doing the things of the world. That's not representation of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Any questions? Anybody have a comment?
Any comments? Keep preaching. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Ah, so we got to have this right attitude, the right spirit. Amen. So then the scripture goes on to say, I'm in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it says, humble themselves. We talked about that last week, and we talked about humble. You got to have a low spirit, low. You know, you got to humble yourself before God. In other words, it also means to be submissive to the word of God. You know, the word that's preached to you on Sundays with your pastors and your apostles that are preaching the word of God on Sunday, you be submissive to that word of God that has been taught to you and preached to you, and you begin to apply that to your life. Hallelujah. And be submissive and be doers of the word. We got to be doers of the word. When you be submissive to it, you're doing the word, you're reading the word, you're meditating the word, you're giving the word out to somebody, because you know the word is not just for you. The Bible says you are your brother's keeper. So if your brother's in need and he needs a word today or needs a word to be ministered to, it's your job. It's your obligation. If you're a representation of God, if you are that, it's your job. It's your duty to give the word to your brother, your sister that is in need. So we must be submissive. I find that in our world today that a lot of us don't like to be submissive, but the Bible says you have to be submissive.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
You know, we don't know it all. Maybe somebody can help you and bless you. But only way that can happen if you be submissive. Hallelujah. Not be so high-minded. Hallelujah. And I believe when you are submissive, God can use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. There's favor when you're submissive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? I like dialogues. If anybody has something to say, you know, we could piggyback on it. And
all lines
Amen.
Are open right now. If you're on the phone, your line is open, and we invite you to join the conversation. If you're on the phone, your line is open, and we invite you to join the conversation.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. Yeah.
So we look at this once again, humble themselves. You got to humble yourself. Amen. And then the scripture goes on. It says, pray and seek my face. I love this one because I love to pray. And prayer is just simply having dialogue with God, letting him know who you are. It's just like when you're talking to your brother, your sister. You're communicating with God. Prayer gives you a relationship with him. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that prayer without ceasing. You always should be praying. Like I always say, I pray when I'm at work. I pray when I'm in the store. I pray when I'm at home. Hallelujah. When you have prayer and you pray with God, you develop a good relationship with God. You develop a strong relationship with God. You develop an intimate relationship with God. And when you pray with God, you know how he operates. You won't be like, oh, it wouldn't be such a shock how God does or what he does for you, because there's a relationship with him. You know how he operates. And it's important to get this relationship with God, because, like I stated before, when the enemy comes like a flood, we need God to step in. We need God to get us through whatever we're getting through. So prayer is very important. Amen. Any
Amen.
Comment on that? Anybody
Amen.
Want to say something about that? Amen.
All lines are open. Join the conversation, folks.
Well, I'd like to comment on this in terms of praying without ceasing. That's, you know, a constant communication. I look at God as being our best friend. And a best friend, I think about in terms of someone that you call on a regular basis. You want to talk to them all the time. You share personal things with them. So praying without ceasing is we're talking to God. But the other flip side of that is reading his word, where God is speaking to us. So, you know, that's like a twofold in that relationship. You know, you can have a friend who is, you're talking to all the time, If they're never talking to you, then that's not real communication. You're doing all the talking, the praying. But reading a word is the flip side, is which is important, of that communication, what God is talking to us and being able to receive what God has to say.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And having your sanctuary, your quiet time with God, you know, experience the serenity with Him so that we can listen. Because part of communication is talking and sharing, you know, getting your point across. But if nobody's listening, you know, you have to be still and listen. And like my husband was saying, like, you read the word to meditate on the word and to understand the message is coming through that word, you know.
That's
Amen.
And also when you're praying, you know, God can give you direction, because we all need direction. We all need direction on where we should be going. Prayer gives you a purpose. You know, prayer, by talking to God, He gives you your purpose and your destiny. He lets you know what you are supposed to be doing on this earth when you have this connection with Him and this communication with Him. Like the elder just said, it's like talking to, He's like a best friend. You can be intimate with Him. You can tell Him all that what's on your mind. The Bible said, make it plain. Make it plain unto Him. You know, you let Him know. You let Him know how you're feeling. You let Him know, what's going on in your life. And if you do that, it would change. Prayer changes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Prayer changes. It makes a difference in your life. Without prayer, you messed up. That's all I can say.
Amen.
You don't have a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life with God, you messed up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because He gives you that direction. He gives you what you need to do for that day. Amen. Can
Amen.
Never say enough about it. Prayer, pray, pray, pray. And as we look at the world today, and we need prayer. We need, our young people are going the other way and not going the way God designed them to go. So we need to pray. Pray for
Amen.
Our sisters and our brothers. There's people are sick out there and need healing and need deliverance of the mind. Not so much physical, but the mind. And we need to pray for one another.
Amen.
And then the Bible goes on to say that pray and seek my face. I love this one, too, because I seek God every day. I seek Him every day in the morning, when I wake up, when I get home from work. I'm inquiring about Him. That's what that means. You inquiring of Him. You're searching Him out, being who He is. Hallelujah. And I think it's very important that you do seek His face, because you need direction. You need purpose. You need destiny. I hear a lot of times people ask me, well, what is my destiny? Or what is my purpose on life? Seek His face. Lay before the Lord. Take time to lay on your face and begin to seek Him and listen. Listen for His voice. Listen for what He has for you for your life. Because He's the only one that can give that to you. Because He knows, you know, He's the beginning and the end. So He knows, you know, what you're going to be and what you're going to do in the end. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 6, seek him while he's near. Hallelujah. Let's go to that. I'm going to go to that. Isaiah 55 and 6. So y'all know that I'm not just saying it. Isaiah 55 and 6, it says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot in there.
Speaking while you
could you repeat that?
Go ahead.
Could you reread that? You kind of broke up a little bit there.
Okay, Isaiah 55,
verse
6. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near."
Okay.
That's right. Any comments? Any questions?
Any comments? All lines are open. Any comments?
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Huh?
That's, you know, when we are to be looking for and that we have an opportunity to have a fellowship or relationship. That is a time when the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, when we are having a personal relationship with the Lord while he may be found. There is going to come a time when everything will end, and the Lord is not going to be a part of this. So while we have the opportunity, while we have the time for salvation, we are to look for the Lord, look for salvation, and not only look for salvation, but also to help others to understand salvation. We are a mouthpiece for the Lord. We are to go and spread the good news. And so when we are looking for the Lord while he may be found, the Holy Spirit is prompting each and every one of us to spread the good news. We all have a purpose. And when we're doing that, we are moving by the Spirit. We're moving because the Holy Spirit is guiding us to what to say and how to go about seeing it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And that's a blessing of knowing that we can find him.
Well, I got a question. I got a real big question about that. What does it mean while he can be found or while he is here? Is there a time limit, you know? I mean, as long as we're alive, or, I mean, I'm not quite following that part. Would somebody explain that to me, Elder Rose?
Okay. When it says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. While we're on this earth, as we're living today, we need to seek him now, because it's going to be a time when the world ends. That's it. God is not here. So what he's saying is, while you're living on earth, breathing, it's your time now to begin to seek his face before it's too late. You understand? That means seek him in prayer, your word, studying, meditating, and letting the Holy Ghost use you.
Okay, but the brother said, if I'm correct, it sounded like the brother said, while the Lord, because the Father won't be around anymore. Or am I correct, or am I misquoting? That's what it sounded like he was saying.
Well, what he's saying, like I just said to you, we need to seek the Lord now while he's here. His presence is here. Because when in the world comes, that's it. His presence is no longer here on earth.
Okay.
So now is the time. Now is the time for you to begin to seek him, because he's here. His spirit is here.
And can I say something in that? Can I... what I received from that was that time is of the essence. We don't know that we'll be here tomorrow.
Right.
Let's seek him today, because we don't know when our time will probably end before the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what I got from that was that, seek him while you still can, while you're able. because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, so it's imperative that you do that now. That's what I got from that. I'm not sure what you're asking, Nate. Now, I'm not sure what you're asking, Nate, but what I got from that was that time is of the essence. We can't wait till tomorrow because we don't know that tomorrow's going to come for any of us.
I guess basically what I'm trying to really ask is the part where it said, because the Lord, I mean, God won't be here. But then it's been answered now, and I got a better understanding of it. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I'm gonna read from verse 6 to 9. It says, "Seek the Lord while you," and this is in the Living Bible. "Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call upon him now while he is near. Let men cast off wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy upon them and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." That's God's grace and mercy.
And he'll forgive you.
"This plan of mine is not what would work out. Neither are my thoughts the same as yours. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than yours." And I believe that what, like Elder Rose was saying and Elder John was saying, was that we have to turn, we're supposed to turn away from our wicked deeds. The Lord has been merciful, and he shows us mercy and shows us grace, but that grace and mercy, and remember, this is from Old Testament too, doesn't have to be forever. We shouldn't take it for granted. And we shouldn't take our life here on earth for granted that we have forever to come to the Lord. Like some people think that, you hear young people say that, "I'm going to sow my wild oats, I'm going to do everything I can do, and when I get old, then I'll have time for God." Well, you don't know how much time you have. You don't know how much time you have. We're supposed to turn away. The word says turn away from wicked deeds and come to him because he loves us, because he's merciful, because he gives us grace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think the word is saying that the Lord's not going to be available to you. It's that you're not going to have an opportunity. Your opportunity has run out.
Okay. Okay. I got you. I understand that now.
Okay.
I got a better understanding of it now.
Okay. Amen. That's good. So it says, "Pray and seek my face." Yes. Just piggyback on what you say. Yeah, we don't know. It's time to do it now because we don't know what's tomorrow. We don't know we're going to be alive tomorrow. So, you know, why lose opportunity and not do it? Do it now. You know, and I strongly believe seeking the Lord because we need to seek him. You know, we need to seek him for our lives because so much stuff happens in our lives that we need answers for. And sometimes we don't understand why it is, but we got to seek him for it, you know, and try to and get some understanding of you know, God, what's going on. And that's why I seek him. I seek him when stuff is going on in my life. I'm seeking the Lord. Lord, what's going on? You know, speak to me. And that comes with, as I stated before, a relationship. That comes with prayer. If you have that dialogue, if you have that daily communicating with God, God will communicate right back to you and give you all the answers that you need. You don't have to go to nothing else. You don't have to go to nobody. All you have to do is go to God, and he'll give you every answer that you need. But you got to seek his face. You got to take time out. to get to know who he is. We always have our hand out, say, Lord, give me this, give me this. But let's turn it around and let's look for who he is in our life. You know, not always with that hand out. Let's search him out and get a connection and get a relationship with him. I think that's so important, to have that relationship with God. Amen. And then he said, go ahead. Any questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
Amen.
You must have lost
I'm moving on.
Okay.
And the Bible says, and pray and seek my face and turn from my wicked ways. I just want to deal with this tonight. Turn from your wicked ways. In other words, put away evilness and strife and anger and hateful in your heart. You can't be effective in God's kingdom when you're like this. When you have this in your heart, you can't be able to minister to the hurt. You can't minister to the ones that need to be delivered. The Bible said that we should have peaceable of all men. We should have peace for one another. We should love one another. So he said, turn away from these evil ways. We don't have to have anger for one another. Somebody comment? Amen.
Keep going. We were getting a little feedback, so I wanted to.
You don't have to have that anger for one another. You have a problem with your brother and sister? Go to them. Go to them in prayer. Go to them. Confront them. If you have something that's hurting you, I'm a firm believer, you go to that sister or that brother and say, hey, man, hey, sis, you hurt me. You don't have to have that anger and that strife hanging over you. Amen?
Amen.
That's wickedness. That's witchcraft. That's spirit of witchcraft when you have that. And you can't be operated in the kingdom. You can't be effective in the kingdom. And you can't be a part of God's kingdom when you have this. And when you have this evilness and this wickedness in your heart, you can't hear from God. Amen.
Amen.
So as I tell people, you got to take that out of your heart and put love. You don't have love, ask for it. Ask God to put that love. If you don't have peace, put peace in. Ask God to put peace. Those are those characteristics that I talked about earlier of having of God. And that is love and peace and a sound mind and long-suffering. Those are the things in love. These are the things that you need to have in your heart. And to be effective in the kingdom, he said, you got to turn away from your evil ways. And after you turn from your evil ways, the Bible says, then I will hear from heaven. Then he will hear you. See, you got to have a clear heart, a clear mind. Hallelujah. You got to have a pure heart. Hallelujah. For God to hear. To hear your prayer, you got to have a clear mind and a clear heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Any comments?
You know, as you were talking, in the beginning about how this is so needed today, and just listening to you minister, I think about not only us as individuals, but how the world is, like America today. This is a word that needs to be heard. Our land needs to be healed. Our society needs healing. Yeah. Good word.
Yes. He said, then I will hear from heaven. And when I looked at this word then represents the promise. See, there's a condition. The condition was humble yourself, pray, seek my face. And then the promise was, then I will hear from heaven. And when I looked at that word then and I said it represents promise, I got excited about it because when God promises you something, it's an awesome thing. When he give us his promise, when he give us his word, see, we don't have to worry about it not coming to pass because if God said it, we could take it to the bank. And we could say, yes, if God said it, it's coming to pass. We don't have to see, well, man tell us something. We got to second guess that. But when God give us a promise, hey, hallelujah, it's an awesome thing. You can count on it. You can rely on it. Hallelujah. So then represents promise. It also means a change is coming. When God promised you something, I look at it as that, that when God promised you something, a change is about to happen in your life. Hallelujah. Good things is about to come. Hallelujah. There's a difference in your life that's about to come when God gives you that promise. Amen. Any questions before I move on? Anybody have a comment about that?
Any questions? I'm going to open up the lines again real quick.
Okay.
Any questions? Your line is open. All the lines are open. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? Please join the conversation. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, like I said, I'm going to say it again. The word then represents a promise that God is about to do something different in your life. And if you could believe that today, you could give him praise right there within wherever you at. You could give God praise knowing that when God gives you a promise, there's a difference that's coming into your life. Hallelujah. I just prophesied it to somebody in their life right now. Hallelujah. If you believe that, just give God a praise wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the word said, once you do all that, he said, I will hear your prayer, your request, and forgive you of your sins and heal the land. That's an awesome thing that God would do. I know there's some of you out there that needs to be healed and delivered and set free. Believe that God will do it for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you do those conditions, if you pray, you seek his face, if you humble yourself, I guarantee you God is going to turn things around in your life and heal your body, and he'll deliver you and set you free. Hallelujah. But see, we got to do the work. Hallelujah. God is just not going to just do that, but we got to step out. Like we just talked about how the elder was saying how we have to be a mouthpiece. We have to spread the gospel. We got to seek his face. We got to build a relationship with God. Hallelujah. We got to pray. We got to communicate with God. We got to turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to take away all that wickedness that's in our hearts and our spirit. Then God can hear. God can heal you. Hallelujah. Some of you are dealing with diabetes. Some of you are dealing with AIDS. Some of you are dealing with sickle cell, high blood pressure. God can't heal you if you don't do the work. Hallelujah. It's time for you to turn it around. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm feeling God in this place. Hallelujah. I know this is a Bible study, but I'm sorry. Hallelujah. I just feel God in this place. Hallelujah. Because we got to turn it around. We got to do better. Hallelujah. I said before, God didn't put us on this earth to be a defeated foe, but he put us on this earth to be overcomers. We can be overcomers over this. Hallelujah. Anybody have any comments? Go ahead. Any questions?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes, I was listening to you talk. Everything you said is true. I would like to say that in order to serve God, you said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you don't have your mind right, nothing will go right. Your mind, when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for life, and I also thank you for my right mind, because without that, it's hard to go forward. And you have to have the right mind. God also gave us the authority. Jesus gave us the authority to speak. And that's what most people fail to do. He's given us the authority to use his name, Jesus, and to speak, because it's power in the tongue. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people use the tongue for the wrong reasons, but really the tongue is really used to praise God and to praise him, to pray to him, and to speak forth blessings. And I just, this is my first time listening to the show, and I'm getting a lot out of it. And I also just want to say that the will of God would not take you where his grace would not protect you.
All
so
right. Say that again.
The will of God would not take you where his grace would not protect you. If it's his will for you to go someplace, his grace will protect you. Okay. And, you know, a lot of people say, Lord, I'll go. Well, and Lord, I'll serve you in the rough times. Well, when the rough times really come, that's the test. And see, a lot of Christians, and I'm guilty of this. A long time ago, I would always say, Lord, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll praise you. And when the times got rough, I bailed out. And it came to a point one time to where I said, okay, Lord, you said you would provide all my needs, you would take care of me. I'm trusting you. And when I trusted him that one time, everything fell in place. And from that point on, everything has been falling in place. Even though I'm saved, there are going to be trials and tribulations that comes from the devil, because God would not tempt you. The devil would try to tempt you to make you to go the other way. But there were trials and tribulations, but whenever I trust God and said, okay, Lord, it's in your hands, everything worked out. So I just want to say I'm enjoying the show, and I'm enjoying this Bible study. Church.
Good. I'm glad you joined.
Keep up. Just, hello?
I'm glad you joined us.
Okay.
Touch your hand.
Hey. Good. It's touching on, I'm breaking up here and there, touching on the word that grabs me and what Elder Rose was saying was humble ourselves. Oftentimes in this world, we do not want to humble ourselves. We don't want to, decrease and allow God to increase, because we get high-minded, we get caught up in the things that we want, and sometimes we just don't put God where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't set him above us. You know, God is equal to us. And humble ourselves is almost like a child. Going back to our child stage.
Right.
You know, like a child. You know, and asking like a child. Not like we're demanding, but asking like a child. Like we sincerely mean that. So the thing that grabs me with Elder Rose was saying with that in that scripture was humble. Humble. That's hard to humble yourself.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's true. You know, I about 20 years ago, I was in a car wreck, and everything was going downhill for me. I lost my house, my job. They were acting up on my job, and my house was sold. My house went into foreclosure. I got in contact with the mortgage company, and my house went into foreclosure. The mortgage company was saying, "Well, we'll work with you," and my balance on my house was $32,000. I went to the lawyer, and the lawyer said, well, let me see what I can do for you. I went to him that Tuesday. That Friday, he called me back, and he asked me, and my lawyer was an atheist, and he said, sir, who do you know? And I said, I know Jesus Christ. He said, well, there must be is a God somewhere, because this man never believed God. He said, there must be is a God somewhere, because he said, Your balance on your house was $32,000 Tuesday. Now your balance is $22,000. And he got saved right there in his office.
Wow.
So that I'm looking at the whole thing. The foreclosure on my house wasn't about me. It was about him. Believing
mm-hmm.
in God, because he saw mm-hmm. how God could take a situation like that. A house was foreclosed and sold to someone else. I never knew it. And then it was reinstated to me 4 days later. So whoever's listening, who's going through some things, God is able to do anything. If he can turn a situation like that around, he is able to do anything. So I don't know who I'm talking to. I might be talking to the world. But I just want to let you know God is able to do anything.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So I just want to say this is my first time tuning in, but I will be back.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's, like I was saying, representation of God, speaking the word to someone else, and look what happened. The one who got saved. Just by saying Jesus, that's just witnessing right there. Jesus, that's all you need is Jesus. And see how
that's
God
it.
Operates.
Amen. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Comment?
Any comment?
Any comment? Amen. So that's a blessing in itself. God can do it. He could change yep. things around. But all we have to do is just turn it around, do what we have to do as Christians and as the body of Christ. Mm. And God will heal the land as we are talking about the scripture. He says he will forgive you of your sins and heal the land. Mm. Hallelujah. And we need the Lord to heal this land. As stated earlier, things are going on. We need God to come in. It's like a divine intervention. We need him to come in and work this and heal us and deliver us.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know, God said that he would heal the land, but he also said he would supply all of our needs.
That's right.
I was listening to some people on my job today. They were kind of scared of what's all going on around the world today. Well, God told us that these things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you serve a God who is going to let you know what's going to take place, do not fear. Let not your heart be troubled. Just believe on me, because I can do all things, and I will provide your needs. God will take care of his people. So if anybody's out there that's listening that you are scared of what's going on in the world, just accept Christ in your life, and he will provide all your needs. I don't care what the stock market is going to do, what the banks do. God's people will be taken care of. Let
that's
not
right.
your heart be troubled.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right. You know, God is in control.
That's it.
God is in control. We don't have to worry about nothing. He's in control. And we win anyway. As I said
exactly.
before, no matter what it looks around you, no matter what you see, we win anyhow if you in Christ. You give your life to Christ and believe in God. You are a winner. You're not defeated. No, he doesn't give us fear. Hallelujah. He don't give us the spirit of fear. So we don't have
right.
to be fearful of anything.
Right.
But just
you know,
trust God.
You know, the song said, we can shout now because we know in the end we're going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're going to win. We have already won. We are going to win. And to serve a God who can confirm that to you, that in the end, you'll be on top. What other God would you want to serve for God to tell you in the end, you already won?
That's That's
through
right.
him. Yeah. You know, I was lying in bed the other night, and it came to me, if we had to pay the price, if us on humans, if we had to pay the price of what Christ had to do to be saved, we wouldn't uh-huh. make it. But it's free. It's free. And where else can you serve a God who is going to take you into heaven and offer it to you for free?
That's right.
That's something to think about. Yeah, that's something to think about. It's free.
Uh-huh.
And if we had to pay the price, we wouldn't make it because we couldn't take it.
That's right.
Yeah, we couldn't take it. So I just want to say I'm in a bad area right now. This my reception is kind of going bad right now, the area I'm in. But I just want to say if you can hear me, I just thank God for this opportunity just to come and join you right now. And I'm just praying for y'all, and I will tune back in. When will you be on again?
We on every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.? Okay. Well, God spend my life next Wednesday, I'll be back. If God spend my life, it's his will, I'll be back.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Amen. So, amen. Hello? Are we there?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, Phil? So tonight, I just hope that everybody was blessed tonight through the word. Turn it around. I hope everybody was blessed and that this word can really minister to your spirit. And some of you that are not saved, that's listening on tonight, that you will begin to just surrender unto the Lord.
Okay, if you're not saved, tell them how to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Right. Well, Romans 10:9 tells if you just believe in your heart and believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved. Confessing your sins to God, letting him know, open up your heart, your spirit to him, and asking him to forgive you of your sins, and you are saved. It's as simple as that. It's not a hard thing. Just confessing your sins to him and believing on him, you are automatically saved. So I
Amen.
Just hope tonight that you guys, whoever that's not saved out there, just open up your heart. Just let him in. Get to know who he is in your life and build a relationship with him. Because his arms is open to you. All you have to do is walk in. The door is open. All you have to do is walk in and say, Lord, here I am. Surrender. Just surrender all to him. He'll take you back. He'll take you back. If you're a backslider, he'll take you back. All you have to do is open up your heart.
Amen.
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 So I hope that you be blessed. And take this word and allow this word to minister to you. And the scriptures that I gave, read them. Allow them to be ministered to you. Meditate on them day and night. And I guarantee if you meditate on this word, what an awesome God he will be for you and the things that will happen in your life. Amen.
Thank you so much, Elder Rose. We truly appreciate this evening. We hope that the blessing there was a tremendous blessing from the word this evening, from the study and the fantastic discussion. Again, this is New Beginning Ministry. We're here every this evening at 7 o'clock. We welcome you to listen and look at our archive messages that are also online. Thank you again for joining us.
Amen.
Alone again in found in me.